I was very outraged by that move, because Kenya cannot afford to be a pariah state. We are one of the most important countries in Africa, and we've maintained that for years. And for the parliament to pass this bill just because six people have been indicted is outrageous. I believe the best course of action would have been for the six individuals who are indicted to go and present their case to their ICC. We need a country of laws, and these institutions are very important. The ICC was formed to protect human rights of people all over the world. There used to be a time when leaders used to kill their people willy-nilly, and that's why the ICC was formed. It is to protect the small man. And for our parliament to remove that protection from Kenyans just because six people have been indicted is beyond my comprehension.
Judge Okello, some say that this move basically undercuts Chief Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo's work. Thereby, people who have been accused of committing crimes will go scot-free, thereby getting away with impunity. Is that how you see the situation?
I believe it hasn't, because these six individuals they must answer to the ICC. The only thing, what is now different is that what they're trying to do is trying to protect these people so that they are not arrested. So that means the ICC can only arrest these individuals if these individuals leave the country. But if Kenya was a signatory, then Kenya would have to arrest them if needed. But after withdrawing, what they're trying to do is to protect these people and so that they don't have to arrest them. And I think that's what they did. But other than that, if these people leave the country, they'll still be arrested.
How do you think Kenyans will react to such a move? Because the latest polls show that over 80% of Kenyans support the work of the ICC.
I think almost most Kenyans that I've talked to are outraged by this move. And I hope that the president, the two principals, will not sign this bill. And that there has to be a way to reverse this action, because we cannot afford to be, we cannot be a pariah state in Kenya. So Kenyans will be outraged, and I think Kenyans must express their outrage as soon as possible so that this move, this vote is reversed. I can't see it standing.
Well, Judge Okello, do you think that both Prime Minister Raila Odinga and President Mwai Kibaki will have the political will to veto this move?
I think the political will have to come from the people. The people must show them that, because I believe they must have been aware of this move, because they are very powerful politicians on their own right. And I don't see how this bill could pass with that kind, with that level of numbers without their knowledge. And Kenyans will want to know what they did to stop this from occurring. And I have to commend Martha Karua for standing firm. I mean, I think she's the only one who voted against it from the reports I'm reading, and that's commendable. And I think the people must, the people of Kenya, early in the morning, must come out and express their outrage, put political pressure to bear, so that the principals can veto this bill and make sure it doesn't see the light of day.